as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today,
you're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amer and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The special counsel has sent him a target letter about the January 6th investigation, and Georgia officials are ramping up security ahead of a possible indictment there as well.
Former President Trump is not giving up and is trying again to disqualify this county prosecutor before these possible indictments are handed down. He lost another one of those efforts in court on Monday. He'll try again in a different court next week.
ABC's Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. The two-time reigning champion U.S. women's soccer team came an inch short of being eliminated at the World Cup. Portugal's late near miss helped the Americans avoid what would have been the biggest upset in tournament history. Instead, the women are now moving on to the knockout round after today's 0-0 draw. A suspected mass shooting plot reportedly thwarted at a Jewish school in Memphis. The suspect couldn't get inside, so the gunman fired outside, hitting no one, and then was arrested. This is ABC News. At least 20 people are dead and a dozen more are missing in flooding around Beijing, set off by days of rain. A hard landing leaving a passenger plane damaged in Houston.
After a 3.5-hour trip from Newark, Flight 702, carrying 193 passengers and 11 crew, made a hard landing at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. So hard, in fact, that the Boeing 767 was visibly damaged. Images show a pronounced crumpling of the fuselage about a quarter of the way back from the nose. The plane is 32 years old, United Airlines might find that the cost of fixing it exceeds the value of the aircraft. No one was hurt, but federal investigators are looking into the unusually hard landing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And NASA losing contact with a probe that's been flying through space since 1977. Voyager 2 is 12.4 billion miles away, but was accidentally sent a wrong command that broke communications with Earth. NASA is hoping an automatic reset scheduled for October will reestablish the link. Emlyn, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory and Polk County. A Cameron man is in custody and is accused of making a threat at a bar in Barron County. The Sheriff's Department said 34-year-old Scott Popple was arrested Sunday night after they got a 911 call from Ben and Maggie's in Cameron. The caller said a man showed up at the front door with a gun and was making threats. Popple had a gun when he was arrested. He has not yet been charged for any crimes. Dozens of striking workers at Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls will meet with parent company Molson Coors today. Nearly four dozen employees went on strike 3 weeks ago seeking better pay. At the time, Molson Coors said it made an offer that was higher than similar union jobs in the area. Local 662 Teamsters Union said it's the first strike in the brewery in about four decades. Some Chippewa Falls bars have stopped serving Leinenkugels as a show of support for the striking workers. The company doesn't expect the strike to affect its production or sales. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world with trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy. Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Into the Stu Daniels Show on a Tuesday morning, the first day of August, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. We have 62 degrees in Eau Claire, and it's 68 degrees in Amory right now. And we've been discussing several topics this morning, politics and other things, entertainment, etc. And if you have any comments on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in and let me know what you're thinking. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And it does appear that the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is facing more charges, several more charges, possibly a few more indictments. I have a headline here from Raw Story that says Trump has no way to escape the latest charges, according to a former Department of Justice prosecutor. This piece was just posted about an hour ago by Matthew Chapman at Raw Story. It says that Special Counsel Jack Smith has built a rock-solid case against former President Donald Trump, and there's no way he can get out of it this time, argued former federal prosecutor Kenneth McCallion in an interview with Salon published this week. The key aspect of it all, he argued, is that Smith has built up his cases against the former president the same way one would against an organized crime family. Quote, when you have the consiglieres or attorneys starting to flip and offer their cooperation with the government prosecutors, you know that the organization is full of holes and starting to sink, explained McCallion, who also previously worked for the New York State Attorney General's office, currently pursuing a civil fraud case against Trump's family. Quote, no lawyer wants to go to jail or lose their license and face criminal prosecution just to help a client. At this point, Trump has no idea as to who he can trust. The government slowly but surely has brought a number of key witnesses over to its side, either through plea deals, immunity deals, or whatever it took, McCallion explained. They carefully built their case witness by witness, brick by brick. That's why Trump has no way to escape. At this point, all he can do now is run around in circles in a closed room that is quickly becoming smaller and smaller, end quote. Last week, Smith issued a superseding indictment in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, alleging that the former president conspired with his body man, Walt Nauta, and a senior Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker, Carlos de Oliveira, to destroy subpoenaed security footage showing them concealing boxes of highly classified national defense information from federal authorities and even Trump's own lawyers. Trump has claimed no crime was committed because the tapes weren't actually destroyed, which legal experts have said does not exonerate him. As all of this is going on, Smith could issue a new round of indictments against the former president in the separate ongoing investigation of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and the preceding plots to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president has received a target letter outlining the potential charges he faces there. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that we're going to see anything happen today? It's a possibility. I've got a story here from the HuffPost about the story going on in Georgia. And this actually concerns more with death threats or racist threats, actually, for the Georgia prosecutor, Fani Willis. And this headline from HuffPost says Fulton County DA gets racist threats as 2020 election probe charging decisions near. Georgia prosecutor Fani Willis urged vigilance amid what she expects will be a rise in threats as she decides whether to charge Donald Trump and his allies. This piece at HuffPost was just posted about an hour ago, and it's by Marita Villachau. It says Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, who has said she'll soon decide whether to bring charges against Donald Trump and his allies for trying to subvert Georgia's 2020 election result, said she has received racist, threatening emails and voicemails, according to multiple news reports. It says here, Willis urged county commissioners and judges to stay vigilant over the next 30 days as she expects more threats amid mounting tension over the possibility of indictments. And that's one thing we've seen quite a bit from the right, from the MAGA followers of Donald Trump. Political violence is just a tool that they like to use. And even when it's not acted out, they seem to be all about threats, right? Threats are a big part of what the MAGA crowd does. Here's a quote from Fani Willis. She says, I am sending to you in case you are unclear on what I and my staff have come accustomed to over the last 2.5 years. Willis wrote in an email, I guess I am sending this as a reminder that you should stay alert over the month of August and stay safe. Willis cited an email she got on Friday as an example. The subject line in the email that she received said Fani Willis equals corrupt. And then the next word starts with an N. And I'm not going to say it on the radio, but it's a reference to race. It says here, you are going to fail, you Jim Crow Democrat. Or is the word. The message continued. The DA's office and other county officials also have received threatening voicemails. Willis said, quote, I have every intention of doing my job, she wrote. Please make decisions that keep your staff safe. Over the weekend, Willis said she had requested additional security measures from Sheriff Patrick Labatt. Quote, I think that the sheriff is doing something smart in making sure that the courthouse stays safe, she told Atlanta TV station 11 Alive. After the sheriff erected barricades, Willis will seek a grand jury indictment by August 18th, according to the Associated Press. Quote, the work is accomplished. We're ready to go, Fani Willis said. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge rejected a motion by Trump to preemptively get Willis's investigation and any future indictments tossed out. Quote, while being the subject or even target of a highly publicized criminal investigation is likely an unwelcome and unpleasant experience, no court ever has held that the status alone provides a basis for the courts to interfere with or halt the investigation, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote in his 9-page ruling. Willis started her investigation in early 2021 following the disclosure of then-President Trump's phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger asking him to find 11,780 votes. Trump, whose 2024 presidential campaign is running low on cash as lawyer fees soak up donations, could face the prospect of yet another indictment in the Justice Department's probe into his attempts to undo President Joe Biden's 2020 win. Trump already faces felony charges in New York over his role in a hush money payment scheme prior to the 2016 election and in another DOJ investigation into his hoarding of classified documents after leaving the White House. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Wondering if she'd changed that much, if her hair was still red. Her parents said our life together sure was gonna be tough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. I'm standing on the side of the road, rain pouring on my shoes. Heading out for the East Coast, God knows I paid some dues. Getting through. I guess, but I used a little too much force. Drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Separated on the docks that night, was the green it was best. She turned around to me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The knee doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 83. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, highs around 87. Daytime highs approaching 87 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 82 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, the junior bug comes in the month of June. The lightning bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Mosquito, he fly high. Mosquito, he fly low. The old mosquito lands on me. Well, he ain't gonna fly no more. Oh, there ain't no bugs,
ain't no
on,
bugs
me.
On me.
There ain't
yes.
No bugs on me.
No bugs on me. 22 and a half minutes. Actually, let's say 23 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Jerry Garcia with David Grisman on mandolin from an album they put out, I think around 1993, called Not for Kids Only. And it's a bunch of kids' songs, but it's for kids of all ages, that's for sure. Ain't no bugs on me. As we celebrate Jerry Garcia's birthday this morning, it is the 1st of August, and had he lived, he'd be 81 years old today. He died in 1995. And still pretty young at, the age of 54? Man, is that right? I think so. But anyway... Hard to do math on the radio, right? Or was it 53? Maybe he was only 53. But, it was just after his 53rd birthday, if I remember correctly. Of course, my memory ain't what it used to be. But speaking of music artists, I wanted to get to this story. Now, if you were a truck driver, what kind of a truck driver do you think you'd want to be? There's lots of different trucks to drive, lots of different companies to work for. What if you were a truck driver for Taylor Swift? That'd be kind of a fun gig, right? Hauling her stuff around to her next big concert. Well, there are some benefits to being a truck driver with Taylor Swift. She just handed out bonuses to the truck drivers on her tour. There's about 50 of them. These bonuses were $100,000 each. This is from TMZ. It says Taylor Swift gives $100,000 bonuses for her Eras Tour truckers. This just posted this morning. It says Taylor Swift is sharing the wealth from her wildly successful Eras Tour in the form of six-figure bonuses for the truckers hauling her equipment all around the country. Our Taylor sources tell us she gifted each trucker working her tour $100,000, handing out the bonus checks before her Saturday show in Santa Clara, California. We're told the folks getting the money are production truck drivers who have been hauling Taylor's equipment for the Eras Tour, and there are around 50 truckers for her U.S. tour, which means Taylor just shelled out about $5 million. Our sources say the checks were an end-of-the-tour bonus. Remember, the United States leg is coming to a close next week when Taylor plays a series of gigs at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood before moving down to Mexico. Taylor's nationwide tour has raked in, you have a guess? $1 billion in sales. And when the dust settles, she could end up having the highest grossing tour of all time. Truck drivers aren't the only ones getting a slice of the pie in the form of bonuses. Our production sources tell us Taylor also bonused band members, dancers, lighting and sound technicians, caterers, and others. It's unclear how much the non-truckers received, but we're told it was a very generous amount. Bottom line, it pays to work for Taylor. 9:26, going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Another possible set of indictments this week for former President Trump. The special counsel has sent him a target letter about the January 6th investigation, and Georgia officials are ramping up security ahead of a possible indictment there as well.
Former President Trump is not giving up and is trying again to disqualify this county prosecutor. prosecutor before these possible indictments are handed down. He lost another one of those efforts in court on Monday. He'll try again in a different court next week.
ABC's Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. The two-time reigning champion U.S. women's soccer team came an inch short of being eliminated at the World Cup. Portugal's late near miss helped the Americans avoid what would have been the biggest upset in tournament history. Instead, the women are now moving on to the knockout round after today's 0-0 draw. A suspected mass shooting plot reportedly thwarted at a Jewish school in Memphis. The suspect couldn't get inside, so the gunman fired outside, hitting no one, and then was arrested. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory and Polk County. A Cameron man is in custody and is accused of making a threat at a bar in Barron County. The Sheriff's Department said 34-year-old Scott Popple was arrested Sunday night after they got a 911 call from Ben and Maggie's in Cameron. The caller said a man showed up at the front door with a gun and was making threats. Popple had a gun when he was arrested. He has not yet been charged for any crimes. Dozens of striking workers at Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls will meet with parent company Molson Coors today. Nearly four dozen employees went on strike 3 weeks ago seeking better pay. At the time, Molson Coors said it made an offer that was higher than similar union jobs in the area. Local 662 Teamsters Union said it's the first strike in the brewery in about four decades. Some Chippewa Falls bars have stopped serving Leinenkugels as a show of support for the striking workers. The company doesn't expect the strike to affect its production or sales. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Clocks are running late.
Wednesday morning, first day of August. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:35 and a half right now. 72 degrees in La Crosse. Up in Hayward, 63 degrees. And we do have some breaking news coming out of Wisconsin about Republican Representative Tom Tiffany. He says he will not run for Senate, leaving open the field. This is from Scott Bauer of the Associated Press. It says Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany said today that he will not run for U.S. Senate in 2024 against Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, leaving an open Republican field with no declared candidates in the swing state just a year before the primary. Tiffany said he will run for re-election representing northern Wisconsin rather than take on Tammy Baldwin, who is seeking a third term after an 11 percentage point win in 2018. His decision not to enter the race comes just under 2 months after fellow Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher also declined to run. Tiffany, who has been in Congress since winning a special election in May of 2020, announced his decision in a statement to the Northwoods River News, quote, "While Tammy Baldwin is vulnerable due to her record as a rubber stamp for President Biden, I can make the greatest impact continuing to serve the great people of Wisconsin in the House of Representatives." And the newspaper quoted Tiffany saying, also, Tiffany did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment. Tammy Baldwin is viewed as a formidable opponent due to her strong showing 6 years ago, her high profile across the state, and her ability to raise money. Sounds like nobody wants to run against her. This piece goes on from Associated Press and says Democrats, including Baldwin, are defending 23 seats in the United States Senate in 2024, including two held by independents who caucus with Democrats. That's compared with just 10 seats that Republicans hope to keep in their column. Wisconsin's other senator, Republican Ron Johnson, narrowly won re-election to a third term in November. Baldwin will be on the ballot in a presidential year in a state where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. Other Republicans considering a Senate run are Madison businessman Eric Hovde, who lost in a Republican primary for Senate in 2012, Franklin businessman Scott Meyer, and former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump, who backed false claims of fraud after the 2020 election. Tom Tiffany's decision not to run, quote, leaves Republicans staring down a messy and chaotic Senate primary with two self-funding millionaires and Sheriff David Clark ready to enter the race, said Democratic Party spokesperson Eric Woke. So it looks like another Republican has decided not to run against Tammy Baldwin. And that's probably smart on his part, right? You don't want to be a loser. You got 9:39 right now, and I have a headline here from Salon about the story concerning Hunter Biden and these witnesses that Republicans evidently have that are going to come forward and tell us all about how the Biden crime family is ripping us off and doing things behind our back that are leading to millions of dollars in their pockets. But it doesn't seem to be happening. It's not really working out the way that they thought it was going to. And maybe because it's so much hype, right? There's always a whole bunch of hype. So this piece from Salon says it's truly stunning. A Republican admits hyped Biden witness didn't really know anything about alleged bribe. Democrats say former Hunter Biden business partner Devin Archer unequivocally debunked key Republican claims. And this piece was just posted a little while ago, a few minutes ago. It says here that Republican Andy Biggs from Arizona acknowledged that the Republicans' widely hyped witness in their probe of the Biden family's business dealings, quote, didn't know anything about unverified allegations that President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden had accepted millions of dollars in bribes. House Oversight Chairman James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, and fellow Republicans had hyped a closed-door session with former Hunter Biden business partner Devin Archer as part of their growing Biden probe that has yielded no actual proof. Archer, during the nearly five-hour testimony, said that President Biden was not party to any of his son's business deals and that Hunter had merely tried to sell the illusion that he was providing access to his father, Democrats on the panel said, according to the New York Times. Archer also said President Biden met and spoke with his son's international business associates several times as Hunter Biden tried to boost his business, but did not discuss any business. He said Hunter Biden put his father on speakerphone to talk to business partners about 20 times over a decade, members of the panel told the Times. Comer said that Archer testified that President Biden was put on the phone to sell the family brand. And here's a quote from Comer. He said, Devin Archer's testimony today confirms Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had no knowledge about his son's business dealings and was not involved. The Times noted that Archer's testimony also underscored that Biden falsely claimed during the 2020 campaign that no one in his family received money from China, even though Hunter and his business partners received millions from a Chinese firm. He also repeatedly claimed in 2019 that he had never discussed his son's business dealings. Democrats, oh, wait a minute, I got a tweet here. It says, that's the best they got, tweeted National Security Attorney Bradley Moss. Democrats on the panel say Archer testified that President Biden's interactions were brief and casual and focused on topics like the weather. Archer was unequivocal and stated very clearly that they never discussed any business on that phone conversations that were niceties. And there was a hello, and there was talk about the weather or whatever it was, but it was never any business. Representative Dan Goldman, Democrat from New York, told reporters. Goldman added that Archer testified that Biden spoke to his son frequently after his other son, Beau, died in 2015. Quote, the witness describes in vivid detail about how devastating that was to both Hunter Biden and to Joe Biden, and how their communications picked up dramatically in the aftermath because Joe Biden was calling his son to check on him and Hunter Biden was calling his dad to check on him. It had nothing to do with business, and that is the sum and substance of what the testimony was. Goldman also said that Archer categorically denied the Republicans' bribe allegation. Biggs, who is pushing for an impeachment inquiry, also acknowledged to reporters that Archer had no information on the unverified claims from an anonymous informant that the Bidens accepted bribes. He didn't know anything about it, Biggs told reporters after the session. But that did not stop Republicans from using the testimony to push for an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. So evidently, even though there's no there, they still want an impeachment. So they're going to go out and search for a reason. Here's a quote from one of our favorite Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. She, after the interview, said when Congress moved toward impeachment with Richard Nixon, it was because they had proof that Richard Nixon lied. When Congress moved toward impeachment with Bill Clinton, it was because they had proof that Bill Clinton had lied about sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. Today, with Devin Archer's testimony, we have proof that Joe Biden has lied. But the White House fired back, arguing that the Republicans' own witness had debunked their core allegations. Quote, it appears that the House Republicans' own much-hyped witness today testified that he never heard of President Biden discussing business with his son
or his son's associates or doing anything wrong. White House spokesman Ian Sams said in a statement to mediate, House Republicans keep promising bombshell evidence to support their ridiculous attacks against the president, but time after time, they keep failing to produce any. In fact, their own witnesses appear to be debunking their allegations. Instead of continuing to waste time and resources on this evidence-free wild goose chase, House Republicans should drop these stunts and work with the president on the issues that actually impact Americans' daily lives, like continuing to lower costs, create jobs, and strengthen health care. So where's the beef, right? Anyway, let's take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 63. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 87. Daytime highs approaching 87 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 82 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 73.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Feel lonesome,
or a dad, call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there in the moonlight.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Tuesday morning. And we got 9:51 right now. A few more minutes in the program. And one thing I wanted to get to, aside from all the politics today, let me speak to the ladies in the audience. And let me ask you about what kind of perfume that you wear. Do you go to the department store, to the big perfume counters, and purchase your perfume there? Or do you go to a drugstore and purchase your perfume there? Or do you buy it online? What kind of perfume do you use? Do you have a favorite? And I know one thing I've noticed over the past few months when I go out to concerts or at a bar or wherever, there's a perfume that I've been smelling for the past 6 months or so. It smells like lavender, but it's got a little extra going on. But I'm not a big fan of it. It doesn't bother me, but I'm just surprised that I smell it so often in crowds, people. It's probably the number one selling perfume right now, and I don't follow that stuff too closely, so I'm not aware of what it is. But maybe it's some kind of a Kim Kardashian thing or something. I'm not even sure. But I do notice it quite a bit these days. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a story here about the sweet smell of non-toxic, sustainable perfumes and who is making them. You know, most of the perfumes that you purchase have or may have some toxic ingredients in them, synthetic ingredients that you may not want in your body. And this piece is from Sierra magazine, the magazine of the Sierra Club. It says, here's what you need to know about synthetic fragrances and green alternatives. Kind of reminds me of a friend of mine who actually makes, she mixes or blends her own perfume from essential oils. She's told me that she uses essential oils, orange oil, vetiver oil, excuse me, as well as ylang ylang and patchouli. Let me take a drink of water real quick. But anyway, you can make your own. Excuse me. Been talking for a couple of hours. It eventually catches up with you. But you can make your own. And in case you weren't able to understand what I was saying because I was choking, she uses oils of orange, vetiver, patchouli, and ylang ylang, and concocts her own. She's never told me what proportions she uses, so I couldn't reproduce it, but it's like her signature scent. If you smell it, you know that she's been around. Anyway, this piece was just posted today. It says, a fresh basil bouquet, seaside citrus groves, an ancient pine forest. Just reading those words likely evoked images and olfactory recollections. Perfume has long sought to capture these beautiful life moments, whether they be to express one's personality or to transport the wearer to a certain time and place. One of the first recorded perfumers, Taputi Belekalem, a royal perfumer in ancient Assyria, blended various flowers, oils, and calamus to make her special concoctions. Then, as the centuries passed, perfume was still heavily used and appreciated in almost every society and was often seen as a status symbol. In the late 1800s, though, natural oils, fixatives, and solvents long relied on were abandoned for new synthetic options. These selections artificially recreated popular fragrances at the time, like vanilla and musk, making perfume not only more affordable, but giving it a much better scent performance. Over the years, though, synthetic particles were found to be less than beneficial. Studies have found that common compounds in them, like parabens and hydroperoxides, can stress the immune system and potentially lead to ailments like cancer and hyperestrogenism. Apart from this, they can sometimes cause serious allergic reactions, leading to skin rashes, headaches, and sinus irritation. One's health isn't the only thing to be concerned about. Synthetic perfumes can be an environmental nightmare. Many contain petrochemical byproducts, and they often release volatile organic compounds that dissipate into the air and water, further contaminating them. Despite these health and environmental concerns, synthetic perfumes remain at the forefront of the perfume industry, but there are many who strive to keep the magic of natural perfumes alive. In Rhode Island, natural perfumer Mason Haney of Mizu, M-I-Z-U, notes that nature has always been an inspiration to him, something that he credits to his grandmother, he lovingly called Mango. She was an avid gardener, a lover of nature, and my best friend. She taught me how to see the beauty in the natural world, he says. Haney chose to use solely natural ingredients, such as essential oils and botanical extracts, thanks to this passion and respect for Mother Nature. This gentleman, Mr. Haney, has produced mesmerizing scents ranging from the smoky and spicy Palo Santo to the citrusy floral Moonflower. My work explores these moments of natural wonder, bridged with traditional wisdom and modern aromatherapy teachings to create a fragrance that is therapeutic, nostalgic, and inspiring, which sounds better than chemicals, right? Therapeutic, nostalgic, and inspiring. Choose wisely when it comes to perfumes, stuff that's going into your body and into the environment. And we're out of time for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Everybody have a great day. This is
so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm